Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And this is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. That, by the way, that's Eric the Tech's tagline, where truth can't be silenced, and how true that is, because we won't be silenced no matter how hard they try, and they're trying very hard to silence us. I have a great show lined up for you today. It is Friday, the 26th day of February 2021. It is America Held Hostage, day 38 of the being held hostage by the Communist Chinese Party and their leftist communist infiltrators here in Washington, D.C. And speaking of Washington, D.C., it's about day 50 of the Capitol lockdown, active armed troops patrolling the Capitol, walls, razor wire. You know, what are they afraid of? I want to know which Republican can ask the question publicly, what's the threat? What is the threat? Why the walls? Why the barbed wire? Why the military? What's the threat here? And don't tell me January 6th. Meanwhile, January 6th, of course, still playing out, the FBI. Oh, yes, the FBI. Who, by the way, if you want to get angry, the FBI, you might have heard this. Lady Gaga, her dog walker was shot. Her dogs were stolen. Okay. This is in Los Angeles. Now, the FBI, of course, who can't find or can't seem to have time to explore or investigate Hunter Biden's laptop or the whatever, okay, or many other things, they are now teaming up with LAPD because, hey, it's very possible. It's possible now. Get ready for this. It's possible that the shooting and the dog napping of Lady Gaga's dogs could very well be because she sang. It could be a hate crime because she sang the national anthem at Biden's, in air quotes, inauguration. Can you believe that? All we need now is Jussie Smollett with a noose and a thing of bleach. All right. And that'll probably tie up the FBI for at least 6 months, or a NASCAR garage with a door handle pull. And don't tell me that. I don't want to hear about it. Okay. And meanwhile, what is not being talked about is, of course, Biden. It only took 37 days to have the neocons all in tandem with the communist left drop bombs on Syria. Wow. Isn't that something? Well, why? See, ISIS is gone. Well, the bombing of Syria, of course, if you go to revolver.news, it takes you to a couple of different, their own analysis. Great job there, but it takes you to other places. You know, it's the Hillary Clinton holdovers. Yes, there are. You talk about Obama holdovers. The Hillary Clinton State Department holdovers wanting the regime change in Syria. And I've always said, and I've always written, I've been actually very consistent on this point. World War III is not going to start in Iran. World War III is not going to start Iraq. It's going to start in Syria. I've always said that. World War III is going to start in Syria. And of course, Mr. Potato Head. Oh, wait, hold on. That's right. My bad. They've removed the Mr. from Mr. Potato Head. Why? Because, it could be offensive. The gender for Mr. Potato Head could be offensive. The left in this country is absolutely insane. And as I quoted often this week, Andrew Breitbart said, politics is downstream of culture. They're attacking our culture. They're attacking everything that we stand for. Don't tell me I can't call Mr. Potato Head Mr. Potato Head. 70 years he's been Mr. Potato Head. And it's Mr. Potato Head to you, left. Mr. Potato Head. Don't forget it. Mounting voting fraud evidence. Let's never forget about the third, because this all goes back to what happened with respect to the election. I submit to you, I contend that Donald Trump won this election 80 million plus votes. That's my number. That's based on a lot of research, the Navarro report, other reports. Yes, Mike Lindell, absolute proof. And by the way, these Dominion lawsuits, in my view, are toothless. They're nuisance suits. And I'm not going to get into that, but there's reasons I believe that to be the case. But we've got mounting voting fraud evidence. Because look, I'm not a talk show host. I'm an investigator by profession. And if I ask somebody, do you mind if I look in that box over there? You know, if I'm looking for, a bloody knife, a bloody glove, a gun, smoking gun. Do you mind if I look in that box over there? I mean, it's right there. You mind? I just pull up the flap. Do you mind? And they say no, and heck no. Okay. Look, I understand constitutional rights. Okay. I get all of that. But when you've got the wanton refusal to allow any audit of voting machines, you've got a big problem. So in my mind, and I would say this to everyone listening, November 3rd, 2020, a coup took place. November 3rd and 4th, and subsequent to that, especially in Pennsylvania, especially in Georgia, especially in Wisconsin, in Michigan. And this didn't have to involve a ton of people, just at choke points. And also, the $400 million by social media maven Mark Zuckerberg, okay, into places like Georgia, where they put up ballot boxes that never had any kind of surveillance, or at the most sun-powered surveillance, solar-powered surveillance that really only worked for a little while. All right. Chain of custody issues, on and on and on and on and on. Randy Taylor is with me, but before I bring him on, because there's so much to talk about, before I bring him on, I want to play a video clip. And I just want to let people know, okay, that I want to let people know what's out there. All right? This is out there. Let me set this up. Ferguson. Okay, remember Ferguson? Well, six young black children, and I'm sure they didn't think of this on their own, from Ferguson, teamed up with, I'm not even going to say the name because it's an offensive name. It's abbreviated. It's FCKH8, okay, .com. Now, I think you get the first part right. H8, hate, second part. They are educating you and me about the racist reality. Now, I'm not going to get too much more into the description of this, but this has been out there, but I don't know how to describe it. When I say this has been out there, this has been out there since September of 2014, but it's seeing a resurgence right now. And let's let the video speak for itself. Again, this video is done. This has been around, like I said, since September of 2014, so 6 years. But I also see this as the legacy of Barack Hussein Obama. I also see this as the legacy of Joe Biden, of Kamala Harris, of Maxine Waters, of Nancy Pelosi, the entire left. But this is the stuff that we have been fighting and we continue to fight in the background. But for them to use children like this, to me, is unforgivable. Let's play this and we're going to bring Randy on and we're going to have a great hour. Go ahead.
Hey, white people!
What's up?
We're kids from Ferguson, Missouri.
You know that little place
where white police shot an unarmed black teen
in the face?
It was a national disgrace. So listen up.
Because we're here to talk to you
about race.
Sometimes white people are like, but is racism still a thing?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
That because Beyonce is on your playlist and you voted for Obama
doesn't mean that our generation
has seen the end of racist drama.
Racism is not one of those things.
So go away.
If you pretend it doesn't exist.
Like, Crocs or Justin Bieber.
All this focus on race makes me uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable?
Try being black.
Fun fact.
When the NYPD stops white people,
they frisk only 8%.
When they stop blacks and Latinos, they frisk 85%.
Oh! Ooh, what's that smell?
That would be racism.
We just want an equal shot in life.
Not to be shot to death.
It's you people who are making this about race.
I don't see color.
Really?
Did you know that employers
don't even need to see the color of our skin
for the discrimination to begin? Resumes with black sounding names like Tanisha and Tyrone
are 50% less likely
to be called in for a job interview
in the exact same resume
with white sounding names. But is this injustice? Surprising.
When 40% are white.
Actually say white people are more hardworking than black people.
You people are just playing the race card.
No one's playing cards. This is not a game.
Complain about this race card BS.
It's just an obvious way
of trivializing
and marginalizing people. So stop.
Some of my best friends are black.
You get a cookie!
Here's a hot tip.
You're not really being a friend.
We try saying racism has reached its end.
Racism is not over, but I'm over racism.
The continued discrimination against black people.
Us white people, we have to erase it. And the first step is to own up and face it. In America, fighting for equal treatment
is not a black thing.
We all have to do our part.
Be the shit, get a shirt. $5 from each shirt goes directly to charities working in communities to fight racism. Band together against racism.
Racism is not over, but I'm over racism.
All right. Again, it's not new. Not at all. 6 years old. 7 years old almost. Six and a half. But there it is. And again, politics is downstream of culture. Look what's happening. Now it being folded into all of this is the LGBT, I guess that's in there. You know, it's now we bring these people into government. We bring or attempt to bring in people like Richard Levine, okay, into government. We bring in people into the military who are rooting out white supremacists. It's one of these things where you want to knock your head against the wall because it's just so absolutely insane. Numbers, statistics, it's just incredible. CPAC is going on, of course, and I don't have much to say about CPAC except to say, you know what, if you're not on the Make America Great Again, because CPAC, if you were to take CPAC and look at what really that's about, CPAC is about really negotiating for open borders, free trade, not fair trade. Okay, so open borders versus secure borders, free trade, CPAC, versus fair trade. And the and there's some economic differences as well that stem from free trade, and there's also some economic differences impacted by the open borders. But having said that, not too excited about CPAC. I will be listening to what President Trump has to say. And the last thing here, Let's see here. Rand Paul. Yeah, I wanted to mention this. Rand Paul just absolutely took Joe Biden to the woodshed in a tweet, as well as owning Jen Psaki in a tweet about Syria. And Rand Paul said that, "I condemn meddling in Syria's civil war. I also condemn attacking a sovereign nation without authority. What authority does POTUS have to strike Syria? Perhaps someone should ask his press secretary today." That's in response to Psaki's tweet saying, "Also, what is the legal authority for strikes? Question mark. Assad is a brutal dictator, but Syria is a sovereign country." That that came back, or that tweet was actually made at 7:25 this morning. And, well, I think that speaks for itself. We're back into the war machine. Randy Taylor, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm just sitting here. We're getting ready to count the bodies.
Which ones?
The U.S. soldiers that will be killed unnecessarily in Syria.
Yeah.
You know, we said this on the show. We said it earlier that this is exactly what was going to happen. It's predictable. Basically, what we're seeing is we're seeing a government with a face man of Joe Biden, but it's being run by Barack Obama and a global cabal. The only reason we're back in Syria, forget all that brutal dictator and all that. And I'll be honest with you, Assad's not that bad of a guy. And most of the stuff that he's been accused of, honestly, was done by people that were fighting the Syrian regime, and Assad got blamed for it. So all those gas attacks had nothing to do with Assad, okay? I know a guy.
I know you do. Okay, you know, cool.
But
okay.
A gentleman that was over there, and a helicopter pilot, and he was quite clear on Assad and actually what's going on the ground. What we're being fed in the news is a load of crap. All right. This is a continuation of the Arab Spring. And make no mistake about it. Look at the leaders that were toppled. We invaded a sovereign country, Iraq. We went into Libya. And in both cases, killed their leaders, either directly or indirectly. We toppled Mubarak in Egypt, who was most definitely an ally. We sent, you have no idea how many people during the 5 or 6 years after 9/11, as we were doing renditions and grabbing people, and we didn't want the dirty blood on our hands, and we didn't want to be blamed for waterboarding and, you know, all those horrendous things, you know, pouring water in somebody's face. We didn't want to be blamed for it, so what we do, we ship them off to Egypt and Syria. Amazing. Now we've toppled Egypt. Mubarak's out, gone. Obama tried to actually put the Muslim Brotherhood as the leadership, and they were temporarily. But that's because of Barack Obama on the orders of his global cabal, which at the time his immediate handler was George Bush Sr. And don't ask me to prove that to you. I don't have to prove it to you. You should be able to figure that one out on your own, okay? We're still after Assad. These are all people that will resist a one-world government that's not a caliphate. It's that simple. If Jordan takes that stance, guess what? We'll topple Jordan, although they're an ally. We, right now, all we've done, all the Trump presidency was a pause. That's it. It's that simple. It's just a pause. We are right back on track. The day of the inauguration, we were moving troops from Iraq into Syria. Stop and think about that.
Yep.
The day of the inauguration. Now we're bombing, and we actually claim self-defense.
Well,
this is crazy.
This bombing ostensibly stems from a yet unattributed bombing, okay, that injured, I think, four American contractors and killed one, maybe. But they don't know, they, meaning our intelligence, our defense, they don't know who did the bombing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, okay, let's limit, you know, bomb a few bases. And, oh, in addition to that, okay, so as a response to that, just to show you how things are heating up, there was an incident with an Iranian tanker or Iranian missiles today that went after, I think, went after a tanker. I have it flashed across my news feed here, and I can't find it. But there's going to be blowback from this. You're right.
No, amazing, and I mean, look at just look at the left's stance when Trump took out the leader of ISIS. We were bad guys. Oh, well, we were just terrible for murdering that man. They actually tried to make the guy look like a scholar, al-Baghdadi, like we took out the a great imam, you know, and how dare us. And then look at the blowback from killing that Iranian guy.
Oh, yes.
I mean, just I don't understand how people, especially on the left, can be this stupid and endorse this type of behavior. They voted this jackass into office. This guy couldn't find his slippers.
As Dan Bongino said, by the way, Dan Bongino was on with yesterday, one of the shows, talking about his, you know, Secret Service is secret for a reason, but his contacts within the Secret Service say that it's Biden's mental cognitive abilities are worse than Doug's. I'm kidding, of course. Worse than depicted. They're bad, and he's not running anything.
And so. Did we not tell the people that too, folks? You really need to listen to us. Okay, we're not far off. We weren't wrong about Obama. We're certainly not wrong about Biden. We pretty well told you how the whole Trump thing was going to play out. There's just certain things that we see that tell us this is what's happening. This is what's going to happen. Okay. I know that people like to listen to prophets on the radio and this and that, and people that have a crystal ball and all that. We base ours on facts. We base ours on behaviors. We also base ours on research. Okay, we don't just pull it out of our pocket. Okay, and we don't go just because somebody says it. We don't. The media is only good, really, for stoking the fire. They solve nothing. They're right now. In fact, I sent this to Eric. USSA News: Capitol Police Chief says militias from January 6th riot are plotting to blow up the Capitol during Biden's State of the Union address. Now let that sink in.
Well, wait a second. None is scheduled. So he hasn't scheduled the State of the Union address.
Right. One, he hasn't done it. But the acting chief of the Capitol Police said that members of the militias that rioted on January 6th are plotting to blow up the Capitol building during President Joe Biden's State of the Union address in order to kill many members of Congress. Wow. Acting Chief Yogananda. Well, there's a name for you. Yogananda. I've never heard that in my life. Yogananda Pittman. Okay. So she married a regular guy. Made the comments during her testimony via teleconference on Thursday at a House hearing about the Capitol rioting. We know that members of militia groups that were present on January 6th have stated their desires that they want to blow up the Capitol and kill as many members as possible with a direct nexus to the State of the Union, which we know the date has not been identified, Pittman said. Are you grasping this? This is and trust me, we hear pretty much everything. Doug hears it. I hear it. We're tapped in everywhere. Okay. Absolutely. You got to scroll down a short picture too, Eric.
Okay.
There we go. She's the acting Capitol police chief. She's acting, that's for sure. Okay. I have not heard a word. And I mean, I'm tapped in a lot of places. Doug is tapped in a lot of places. The people that we hang with are tapped in a lot of places. This is news to me.
Yeah.
This backs up and goes along with the insurgent. Because what do insurgents do? They blow stuff up. They're really trying to paint all of us Christian conservative patriots, just with articles like that, as terrorists. And they're not saying a small group over here of right-wing fanatics. No, they're saying all of us. That's that broad brush we were talking about. We just got painted with it again. I might as well put on my KKK hood and start waving Confederate flags and going to BLM marches and starting trouble, because that's the way we painted us. And that's not us, people. That is not us. We are Christians. We are conservatives. We are patriots.
You got that right.
And nobody, and these clowns still haven't accepted the fact that if somebody with all the talent, military talent in the conservative ranks, ex-veterans, more ex-veterans are conservative than are Democrat. Know that.
Yes.
If someone in the group, I'm not going to say we, I would get in trouble every time I say we. If somebody wanted these clowns dead, they'd already be dead. I don't understand why they don't grasp that. I don't know why they think that the Secret Service and Capitol Police can protect them if someone really wanted them dead. My old man told me when I was a kid, son, if somebody wants you dead,
you're going to be dead.
Truly wants you dead, they will kill you.
Yep.
He said, you take that to the bank.
Absolutely.
He taught me some other cool things, but we're going to get into that. But that's something he told me. He said, because, son, you got to sleep sometime.
And you got to go potty sometime. You know, think of the mafia, okay?
Yeah.
The tactics used by them.
Oh, yeah. Those smart. See, now those guys, they take out to dinner first, at least.
You
give them a little bit of, feed them some pasta, some garlic bread, get them fat and sleepy, and kill them in the car.
Hey, leave the gun, take the cannoli, all right?
Yeah, there you go. Leave the gun behind the toilet tank in the bathroom.
Well, yeah. But see, okay, now you got to go back to this Capitol Police or this State of the Union thing here. Okay, as an investigator, as investigators, plural, okay, here's my issue with this. Now, folks, okay, put yourself in the shoes of an investigator and think about this, or even an analyst, a security analyst. Take that announcement. Now, if they haven't arrested anyone, why would they make this announcement? And if they can't identify specifically the threat, or don't identify the threat specifically, that's an issue. But if they intercepted any actual plan or attempt, then is there still a threat?
Well, this is like saying ISIS wants to blow up the inauguration.
Yeah.
It's that vague. That's how vague a message like that is. I mean, we were, you know, I don't know how many attacks we thwarted when we were working with the government, helping them, but we had more information than that. You know, I mean, I wouldn't even send something in. I wouldn't pick up the phone and call anybody unless I had some really serious specifics. Otherwise, they were like, yeah, okay, great. You know, fantastic, Randy. You know, thanks for calling, buddy. This is more propaganda to make us look bad. Okay. That's all this is. And you gotta remember, all these domestic distractions are there to distract from the evil that we are committing elsewhere. That's what it is. We're tied up looking at polar bears, putting Black Lives Matter face on other polar bears and getting things riled up.
You know,
I don't understand if you're claiming that there's racial tension, why you keep stoking it.
Right.
Because now what you've done, and if anybody looks around and pays any attention, because I'll be honest, I'm not on social media that much anymore, the ones that I used to, but I do stop in and look because you got to see what the people are thinking. And the problem we have is when you put things like that and you ram it down people's throats, you stoke tensions. You will create tensions that weren't there before your commercial.
There you go.
Because people, honestly, honest, peace-loving people. Now, think about this. And this is on both sides, conservative or Democrat. It doesn't matter. Peace-loving people are tired of it. They're sick and tired of it. Because there's only racism if you feed it. Don't feed it. It starves, it dies, it goes away. Fact. We experienced years and years and years of awesome calm in this country from really pretty much the 70s on up through 2008. Think about that. Think about that. Think about the reforms. Think about the reforms that were done in this country to ease the racial tensions, okay? Jobs. They said it clear. Boom. Affirmative action. Plain and simple. And I saw a black conservative the other day on Twitter. I wasn't following him. I am now. But he made a really good point. He says, why are people so stuck in the past where there was problems when they could be focused on today where they have all the freedoms and liberties and the ability to do whatever they want? And that's a black man talking to
say
other
that
black
one
Americans.
More time.
He said, I don't understand why people are focused on the past, slavery and all. He mentioned slavery.
Right.
Years, you know, centuries ago, instead of focusing on what they have today, the freedoms, the liberties, and the ability to do whatever they want.
But I've got an answer to that, just briefly. They have to erase our past, in my view. Okay, yeah. They've got to erase our past. America, the founding fathers of America, bad slave owners, bad men, bad people, the white privilege, okay, that kind of figures in there, which, again, they've got to demonize the founding of this country, in my view, in order to demonize its current existence in its current state as a representative republic. Well, that's arguable. I get it. But you know what I'm saying. So it's like now anymore, if you say something that's objectionable on social media, you're not just
or,
the platform.
Or on our show.
or on our show. Right. You know, they could take one big eraser out and make it as if you never existed. So to answer your question as well, again, or continuing to answer your question, take out the history from the curriculum in the schools, and you've got a bunch of, you know, the recent generation, the latest generation, walking around having no clue how we were founded, having no clue how we overcame racism. I mean, but remember this, you know, I remember being down south with my parents when I was a little boy. And actually, my dad stopped me from going into a restaurant. I said, hey, Dad, I got to go. Okay. He said, that's, you can't go in that one. I said, why not? I mean, it's right there. It's coloreds only. Okay. I remember that. And I didn't understand that. I'm thinking, well, so what? I mean, you know, I'm colored. I'm white. I mean, white's a color, you know, that's in my infantile brain or young brain. But anyway, but that's, they're trying to erase our history from us. And that's what Marxists do. That's what communists do, in my view. But go ahead.
But in doing so, they are erasing the things that would keep it from reoccurring. That's the stupidity of it.
Yes.
Every time you see something from the Civil War, a statue, a flag, a plaque, a painting, you should be able to look at it and go, wow, that was a really sad time in history. What were we fighting about? We don't want to do that again. And when you remove the proof, when you remove the reminders, all you're doing is setting yourself up for an even bigger fall. Because, and to me, I'll be straight with you, removing statues is stupid. It's just flat stupid. That serves no purpose. So when we toppled, and I remember in Iraq, they toppled the statue of Saddam Hussein. Honestly, I would have kept it up. I'd have kept it up to remind those people of what garbage looked like.
Huh?
Okay. Now, we had no business there. Don't get me wrong. I'm not endorsing what we did there. I do endorse going into Afghanistan to look for Al-Qaeda. We had firm, you know, we knew for a fact they were there and the Taliban was supporting them. Iraq, we had no proof. And then we know the weapons of mass destruction were BS. And conveniently, Syria was set up from the get-go. Oh, well, they put them on trucks and took them to Syria. Everybody has to look at this Syria thing for what it is. Please. Please, we're falling. And the thing is, we told you this was going to happen. Things that Barack Hussein Obama have done, was doing, he's running this whole Biden presidency from behind the scenes. Okay? Because don't think for a second that Kamala Harris is that bright. Okay? She's not.
True.
She's not. She couldn't even get the right bad guys when she was prosecutor.
But of course,
she's lazy.
Exactly. And according to her side of the story, she was never consulted on the bombing, which, okay.
Oh, that's nice. So we have the military just out there doing what it wants?
Pretty much.
Is that it? Well, then why don't you go to the White House and clean it out?
And that's a great point.
If you guys suddenly decided to take initiative, I'm talking to every one of you people in the United States Army, United States Marine Corps, in the Navy, whoever's in charge over there, okay? If you're going to take some initiative, why don't you take some initiative to restore the Republic?
And you know, I had a very long discussion last evening with someone who was... I'm not going to say was close to Donald Trump, but in the outer rings of the circle of the Trump, on the very outer rings. Okay. So, it's not an inside source, but knew enough to say, you know, the question everyone should be asking with Donald Trump, or what Donald Trump should be talking about at CPAC, is why his silence from November 4th or why his lack of action from November 4th through January 20th? Why didn't he use the military? And my conversation last night very quickly was the individual who knows people into this inner circle. Donald Trump did not know if he could trust certain elements of the military, which is opposite of what that Q phenomena thing says, but there was like this no desire to help Trump by the military, which tells me, and the conversation ended, was that military machine had to be fed because that's how they live, through contracts, money, and you know, you got to replace the missiles, you got to replace the equipment, so it's a big money game for them. But that's, I just wanted to toss it in there. Go ahead, and the rest is yours.
No, you're absolutely right. And everything, the military, and this is what we based the premise on. We know that the military machine needs to be fed, and that's the easiest way to feed the economy if you're a Democrat. It is. It's the easiest way. Same thing if you're a globalist like George Bush Jr., okay? Look at how much money was turned. And bear in mind, folks, if you remember, I don't know if you, a lot of people don't even really realize this, Halliburton was the primary supplier in the Iraq war. No bid contracts. No bid. And I'll tell you, they would pay anything you want. And I'll tell you this, because I sold air conditioning to these people. Air conditioning units. Two things I sold them for.
I've never told anybody this. One was for overseas. It was an easy gig. They paid with American Express, and I didn't have to ship it anywhere except to a port, the nearest port. They would pick it up from there and take it. They paid when they called on the phone. They paid whatever I wanted them to pay. They didn't even shop us. Let's just stop and think about that. They had an unlimited checkbook.
Was I your friend then, and how come I didn't get a cut?
Well, it was amazing. No, I'm serious. They buy 20 at a time, buying them for two different things.
Hence?
Some were going overseas. The others were going to camps in the U.S.
What do you mean camps in the U.S.?
Like FEMA camps, prisons. The guys actually, he used to say prisons on the file.
Okay.
He would say prisons. And they were buying ductless mini splits. So, Mitsubishi made a lot of money.
Yeah, I guess so.
And my company made a lot of money. And at the time, I didn't really think about it. In retrospect, there's a lot of things in life we do. You know, we're being pro-American. We're being pro-patriotic. We're helping the country. And then 10, 15 years later, 20 years later, you look at it and you go, what was I helping?
Yeah, isn't that amazing to think about?
It just shows how we were brainwashed.
Exactly.
And people talk about waking up and being woke. I'm woke. Okay?
You're just not the right woke. See, the woke people, in this is my understanding, you know, the woke people know that this is, we've got systemic racism throughout the country, and, you know, that orange man bad, and, well, you get the idea.
I must be just stuck in a bad dream then.
We are.
Is that it? Part of the problem we're having too is with the systemic racism and this racial division. One of the biggest mistakes they could have done was putting this, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin.
The heck of a guy, right?
What a useless sack.
Yep.
Now, one, he's a lackey.
Yep.
He's going to do whatever he's told. Okay? Because he's thrilled to have that job. He could have never scored that job except for affirmative action. I don't know what else to say, okay? Because he's not as qualified as other people that could have been put in that place. It's just like that creature from your state. That
cousin it.
That I saw yesterday this guy that I know. He made a comment on Twitter. He had shot things out hunting that were more attractive. Then I sent Eric the picture of this too, that were more better looking than that creature from Pennsylvania. And he put up a picture of it looked like a wild pig. And they had them side by side. And I was like, well, really not a lot of difference there. I'm looking at that. This really infuriated me after the last show. I was really, really wound up on this. They're going after. Yeah, that's the picture.
That's just wrong. That's just wrong. Okay, folks, we apologize. This is just wrong.
This is off of social media.
Okay.
This is not our creation. We're just passing it along. I saw that. It's from a guy we both know. So I thought.
I mean,
I thought it was pretty funny.
What an offense to wild boars, but okay.
Yes, absolutely. But what I look at that thing on the right, and Rand Paul went after. What do I?
Cousin it. I mean, I don't even know what to call him, it, her.
Him,
I
her,
don't know.
I want to call him serious. Him because my understanding is he still has a penis. So,
well, he was born a male, so it's him.
That's it. Now, we'll see. We could walk into a bathroom in D.C. and he's going to be standing at the urinal with the dress hiked up, making a leak. That's a him. Okay. At least he got the bathroom right.
Have you done this? Have you been in that position before? That's what I want to know. I got to tell you this real quick. I was investigating a homicide investigation, okay? And I had to do an interview, and this is in the Lake Project area. I had to go up I don't know, three flights of stairs. It was dark as a night and it was hot and it was just, I mean, it was just, I mean, humid. And you know how houses sometimes have smells, you know, and it just stunk. So I got up there I was supposed to see this. I'll just call her Mrs. Smith. So Mrs. Smith. So she answers the door. She's in this, nightgown, you know, with a kind of thicker straps, but, and then nothing underneath. And she's got the, you know, hanging out, bazoomers, just anyway. So she sits down at the table. I got my pad and I'm taking information down from it. And she crosses her legs. And I'm going to tell you, she should have kept them crossed because I realized at that point it was a he. It just flopped right down on top of the chair and this is before I was woke. I didn't realize that people actually, I mean, I knew people did that, but I didn't.
So this had to be back like in the 80s, early 80s or something.
It was in mid 80s.
Late 70s. Yeah. Okay. Mid-80s. Late 70s or yeah. Cause when I was in the military, I was stationed overseas in Hawaii. It's still state. It's not really stateside, but anyway. I went out with the boys one night and we're cruising. I'm riding shotgun front seat and we head to this place, Hotel Street in Honolulu. So we're rolling along and I'm looking, I'm like, well, there's an awful lot of blondes out here. You know, looking around and then we see this one, fine as frog hair, good looking. And I'm like, hey, pull up. I'm going to talk to her. So we pull up, I roll down the window and do this gorgeous, gorgeous creature leans down the window and says, you want a date? I was so stunned. I couldn't talk. And I'm hitting the guy going, go, 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 get out of here. And then I realized the whole street was full of these mahus. That's what they call mahu. A man dressed as woman.
Wait, I gotta get that. I gotta write that word down.
Mahu. 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 So if you're ever in the bar and you've been talking to a girl and you're heading to, and this is a true story.
All right.
I'm talking to a woman at a table.
Yeah.
I get up to go to the washroom, bathroom.
And she follows you in? What?
Why? No. But thank you. Well, it would have worked out, I'm sure. But anyway, I walk by this old Hawaiian guy. And he goes, hey. I look at him. He goes, mahu. I said, what?
Mahu what?
He says, mahu. He goes, mahu. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? He's a really nice old guy. He goes, it's a guy. And I look back and I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, you have to do, it's that bad in Hawaii, you almost have to do like a general check before you buy somebody a drink over there. This guy, ladies and gentlemen, this was back when I was in the military. This is the early 80s. And that's how crazy this world is now. And I don't care what you do, that's fine. But wear a badge or something. I'll put a name tag on something. Because you're really messing people up, okay? And these people actually, transsexuals put themselves in great danger if they say,
I know that. They do.
They take a guy home and the guy finds out they've been killed.
Oh, yeah, believe me.
And people are like, well, it's because they hate trannies, because they hate my sexuality. No, they hate the fact you deceived them.
Right, exactly. And I've seen a couple of cases like that.
Yes. You know. they had one in Hawaii, Doug. They had the guy went to court. He killed the mahu. Went to court. Mahu. Yeah. He went to court, and he had taken his money back out of the purse. That's what he got charged with. He was not charged with the murder. He was charged with the murder, but the judge cut him loose. He said, the judge actually said he probably would have done the same thing. And he said, however, you did steal money from this individual you killed. And he was charged. He was a military guy.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. But that's just, and folks, what we're talking about in Syria, pay attention.
Yes.
Because what we've done is we're feeding that machine again. Remember, feed the greed? Greed at every level, greed in the government. This is what we're doing. This is how they think they're going to fix the economy.
But, okay, now, with that, along with that thought, here's my bigger picture thinking, too.
Okay. And,
I really believe Hillary, Obama, Susan Rice, Valerie Jarrett, and the team. Okay, so Syria is a vassal state of Russia, right?
Right, right.
Okay. Iran is as well, although they split their loyalties with China and Russia, but specifically Syria and Russia have deep ties.
Yes.
All right. So is this, let me ask you, because the way I see it is, this is a Clintonian, Obama move to really really start something with Russia. That's my thought.
Could be, which puts China directly behind it. Which also surprises me, because I would have, if you asked me 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20, if you asked me 5 years ago, I would have said that the U.S. would band with Russia to fight China.
Yes.
5 years ago, you'd have said that.
Right. Wait a second. Say that one more time.
You were, 5 years ago.
Right.
If you asked me, let's say we went into World War III, how things would be split up, I would have said that Russia and the U.S. would have teamed up against China.
Yes. Okay. I agree with that.
5 years ago.
I agree with that. Outside of the context of what we're talking about now, yes, I agree with that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But I can't say that anymore. There was a final effective coup on November 3rd.
Yes.
There were several attempted coups during Donald Trump's presidency. Each one of them should be prosecuted. Okay? Adam Schiff should be in jail.
Swalwell should be in jail.
Swalwell needs to shut his hole. I mean, all the way around. He needs to shut up.
All of them.
Yes. Oh, thank you. I didn't really know how to say that, Doug. We appreciate you helping me out there. I didn't know. I'm so annoyed with this guy that's saying, well, you know, Trump should be prosecuted until the day he dies, the rest of his life.
Yep.
Swalwell and Schiff
have committed
more crimes politically through falsehoods, lies, and deceit and corruption than Trump ever did.
You're right. And to add to that, Americans have a very short memory, okay? Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the Awan brothers. Let's not forget about the Awan brothers.
Yes.
Okay.
You notice how they kind of just got swept away?
Yes. Yes.
Nobody even talks about them. It's funny you said that, because I had forgotten about the Awan brothers.
I'll tell you what, it's like, you know, so the infestation in Congress is so great.
Let's go back to what you were saying, Wasserman Schultz, that whole gang, Clinton, and who's the chick that was with her?
Huma Abedin.
Yeah, that one that's married to, I don't know if she's still married to him, to the Wiener boy. Anthony Weiner.
Yeah.
I would have changed my name when I was young. Anthony Weiner, okay, married to this guy, and they said the things on his laptop are vile. Nobody did anything about it. Oh, he got shamed out of office? Really? They would have stuck me in jail till I died if that was my laptop. Hunter Biden, that little creep. Okay, I saw another great post on Twitter about him. He should start his own reality show about crackheads and whores. And he could also have sessions with, since he's so twisted and likes to have sex with everybody in his family, he could actually bring in Dr. Jill for nude counseling sessions. Well, if that doesn't just...
Yeah. I have to.
I know, bad visual, wasn't it?
Clorox in my brain.
That would make you throw up in your throat a little bit.
Yeah,
that's not really his mom, is it? Isn't that his stepmom?
I don't know.
I think so. And in his family, anything that is female is fair game.
Well, yeah, the niece, and you've seen the laptop.
The niece, and then he was having sex with his dead brother's wife and hitting on her sister. That just came out.
At the same time.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, this guy. And then you take, all right, so you take that deprivation, okay? Throw the even bigger problem of their connections with China. What Republican in the world, if they had a son like Hunter Biden, could have won the White House? Nobody. Unless he whacked every other candidate, including the other side. Because no one would do it. How much corruption do you need? How did Joe and Joe Biden in office, did we not say exactly he's nothing but a bookmark? Doug, we said it here on the show. He's nothing but a bookmark. Kamala Harris has already taken over the reins of the government.
Oh, yeah. Foreign.
Foreign, sir. She's the one making the calls to the foreign countries, not Joe Biden.
Well, that's true. I guess I was looking at it through the lens of her allegations that she wasn't read in on the Syria strike. But okay, yeah.
That is a lie. Yeah, does anybody believe it? Yeah, there's at least 60 million people out there that believe it. They're called Democrats, okay? And they just suck up on that stuff. Oh, look, Kamala said. I can see her. You see the caravans, you know, with all these black Chevrolet Suburbans, and you know that she's in there just loving it.
Oh, of course. And you got two groundies on the side of the road, by the way,
which was awesome. Yeah, look at the crowd. There's two old people. They probably don't even know who they were waving at. Now, one of them had a Biden. One of them did have a Biden sign.
Yeah.
You know what we were saying about ISIS coming back and coming back strong?
Yeah.
Economic Times, IndiaTimes.com. Yep. Don't ever discount this paper. They actually worked with us a little bit back when we were doing a lot of counterterrorism stuff. These are good people. Okay. ISIS could regain capacity to orchestrate attacks in 2021, according to a UN official.
There you go.
Wow. Isn't that just, what a shock. What a surprise. Wow. How novel. Folks, whatever was going on during Barack Hussein's, and stop and think about that. Now, this is from United Nations. So we're being prepped. United Nations is just another section of the global cabal. We need to do a chart one day. That's just another section. And what they did, and that synopsis there, what's it say? Undersecretary General of the United Nations Office of Counterterrorism, Vladimir Voronkov, cautioned that the world must be prepared to disrupt such new attacks. Guess what, folks? They're coming. They're coming to a town near you. And not because they had the ability on their own to do it. They're being helped. They're coming here to kill Americans.
Yep.
We said it today. What's today, Doug?
The 26th day of February.
Okay. And please mark that. That we just said that. I just said it on here. Yep. And I remember I said it back in January, within 6 months that we'd be back in war.
Yep.
Okay.
You did.
That was back on around the 6th. We were sending troops into Syria out of Iraq, Inauguration Day.
Yep.
Okay. Now they're prepping us. We've just been prepped that ISIS can come back. It just looks like it. I'm telling you, we are not wrong here. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that went fast.
Wow, yeah.
I want to thank you very much. Randy Taylor, at HagmanReport.com, if you want to talk to him or email him. That's his email address. Randy, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you.
Oh, right on, man. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your support. Very much so.
Right on.
We love you.
Indeed. All right.
Have a good weekend.
He's the man, folks. Boy, he could tell you some stories. Huh. He's been there. He's done it. And yes, he's got multiple t-shirts. It's going to be right back. Anyway, stay right where you're at. And this is hour two of the Hagman Report. Welcome to the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. Already 3.35 million downloads for the month of February. I want to thank each and every one of you for that. Amazing numbers, and thank you so much for your support. Really quick. Hang on. You got to listen to this. Gun sales, January of 2021, hit an all-time high. Now, we had a record buying spree of firearms in 2020. But listen to this. American gun buyers have shattered the record for monthly firearm sales, with FBI data showing a whopping, you ready for this, 4.14 million background checks in January of 2020. That serves as a proxy for purchases. In other words, the indication of purchases. Right now we are, let's see here. According to the recent figures from FBI's, NICS, the background, check system, gun sales in January surged by around 9.5% month over month and a whopping 60% compared to January 2019. Absolutely phenomenal. So what do you think is taking place? Well, a lot of first-time buyers, and that, by the way, that has not, that does, the NICS checks does not mean, you know, one check for one gun. Oh, no, no, you can buy two, three, four guns, depending on where you're at. And you know, so you just don't know, but there is this massive surge in gun sales in January. And I believe they meant to say 2021 as opposed to 2020, but a whopping 4.14 million background checks. It's amazing to see that. That's just phenomenal. With me, speaking of phenomenal, one more bit of business I want to take care of. Folks, if you haven't done so already, hey, visit satellitephonestore.com, go to HagmanReport.com, click on the link to the satellite phone store, satellitephonestore.com. That's satellitephonestore.com. The link is on HagmanReport.com. Click on that link. SQ Inmarsat Sat iSat Phone 2 satellite phone. You get this free. It's a heck of a deal. It's a package that they drew up for us. And I've got to tell you, this is the way, this is the communication of the future, because when cell phones go out and other methods of communication go out, this is going to be your last hope. And we have to stay together communicating. They've made it affordable. Go to satellitephonestore.com. That's satellitephonestore.com. They're great people there, and watch for new initiatives coming, including a potential informational text spurting information business called Galileo. More on that later, but satellitephonestore.com. Tell them Doug Hagman sent you. All right. But speaking of terrific, you know, we had a COVID scare, okay, coronavirus, Chinese party virus scare here at the studio. My wife, who was visiting the grandchildren of, well, I'll leave names out of it. There's somebody who takes care of the grandchildren during the day, in-house. I'll call her a nanny. Okay. A nanny comes in a couple hours a day to take care of the children during an overlap. Okay. Anyway. Nanny comes down with full-blown coronavirus. I mean, absolutely no, tested positive, no doubt about it, full-blown coronavirus. Now, and my wife was directly exposed to that. I mean, absolutely all over, 100% exposed. All right. She takes nutritional supplements from Health Masters. Now, I'm not making any medical claims here. The immune support pack, D3, K2, vitamin C, ultimate multiple. She takes them and she feels good taking them. Everyone that she was with tested positive for the coronavirus except my wife. That's a true story. Look, I don't know why. I don't know. But the only difference that I can tell is healthmasters.com nutritional supplements. vitamin D, vitamin D3, zinc. I mean, the immune booster pack, right? It's on healthmasters.com. Virus protection kit. I apologize. Virus protection kit. She takes that every single day. Now, can I say that's the reason? No, I can't really say that with any degree of certainty. But when you look at, I mean, same room, same everything, that's a big difference. Yes, she had to get tested. Yes. Yes, I know. But came back negative and she's not sick. But everyone else is, with varying degrees of flu symptoms. There it is. That's my view. I mean, look, I don't know if that's, but regardless, when I take the supplements from healthmasters.com, I feel good. And even if I feel punky for a day or so, I take more vitamin C and bang, I'm back. Or vitamin B, bang, I'm back. So healthmasters.com, that's my go-to place. That's our go-to place. We swear by those nutritional supplements. We believe they're the best on the market. And frankly, I think they are. Healthmasters.com. With me is Austin Brower from healthmasters.com. And by the way, while you're shopping there, click on the blue to the right there. And you can listen to the Ted and Austin Brower show, the premier father-son radio show today. The information download that you'll get from an hour of their radio shows is second to none. It's one of my required listens during the day. That's the Ted and Austin Brower show. And listen to the Ted and Austin Brower show as well. So I'm so lucky and thankful and grateful to have with me Austin Brower. Austin, how are you, sir?
Good. I am blessed as always. Glad to be on the show and happy to hear that your wife is staying healthy. And one thing that I wanted to bring up very, very quickly, because I talked about this research study 6 months ago, and a lot of people didn't really put much, you know, kind of thought and emphasis on it when they really should have. And it was done by Dr. Michael Hollick out of the Boston University School of Medicine. And they did blood samples from Quest Diagnostics of 190,000 people. And they found that those who had deficient levels of vitamin D had a 54% chance, higher chance of contracting and testing positive for COVID. So this was a very, very in-depth study, and I posted it on our website before, and the Public Library of Science One peer-reviewed journal is where it was basically posted. And so what the doctor said clearly is that when they looked at this and they analyzed it, people that were really low in D had a much higher chance of testing positive for it. And so I'm not sure, and I don't completely understand the entire mechanics of how that works in the body as far as D3 preventing contracting or showing positive for COVID. But one thing I do know is your wife's case, along with hundreds of other people that I've talked to directly through the office over this past year, have told me very similar results. They kept their D high, they kept their vitamin C high, and so a lot of them were some of the healthiest they've ever been. And I've had the exact same thing happen. And so I've encouraged everybody, stay healthy, take your supplements, exercise, you know, make sure you're getting adequate, you know, fresh air. I mean, you know, stuff that you should be doing anyways, but now is a reminder to do it. Because what we have seen now with COVID, and I've said this on so many shows, I'm being redundant, is that the entire aspect of COVID has nothing to do with safety, with health, with a virus, with nothing. That has everything to do with control and manipulation of the populace. And we basically have seen that now so directly. And there's an article that a Dr. McDonald wrote that I found really interesting. And he discussed the aspects of what we have seen now with what he calls delusional psychosis. And he said what's happening is now a large percentage of the population is suffering true clinical delusional psychosis, where they have been lied to so much that their brains now are actually living in a delusional world. So when they see somebody that's not wearing a mask, they see somebody that's enjoying their life, they have almost a meltdown because it conflicts with their delusional world they're living in. because you have to wear a mask, you have to wear gloves, you have to social distance, you have to do all this stuff to protect yourself before you go out into the dangerous world. And it's a really, really good, interesting article he discusses on it, but it made a lot of sense when I read it because that's what we're seeing now. The same concept is applied for what we just saw yesterday with Rand Paul and Richard Levine or Rebecca or Ricardo or whatever that
clown. It's Richard.
Yeah, Richard. Yeah, whatever that clown wants to be called right now. When Rand Paul blatantly asked him if he endorses and he accepts a three-year-old wanting to have gender mutilation and have parts of their body part cut off or testosterone administered, if that is something they are actually going to allow. And Richard flat out said, well, if I get nominated for this position as far as in health, I'd love to come to your office and talk about it more. Completely sidestepped it. And Rand Paul said, wait, make it known on the record that he is refusing to answer this question discussing mutilation and hormone therapy of young children. And it's the same thing that we have this delusional psychosis where they've told us over and over and over again now, he's a woman. He wants to be called this. He wants to basically be addressed as this. And people now are actually starting to believe and absorb this to the point where a lot of people are becoming irate if they don't get their way. We saw that video 2 years ago, I think roughly a year and a half, 2 years ago. A grown man was in GameStop, you know, earring, skirt, whole nine yards, grown man, broad shoulders, deep voice. And he goes, you know, it's ma'am. You're supposed to call me ma'am. And it was this giant, the most hilarious situation. But then on the other aspect, it wasn't. Because this guy was being dead serious. He was absolutely irate. The cashier behind the counter was not calling him ma'am when he was clearly a grown man that was cross-dressing. And it again goes back to the delusional psychosis. They're telling everybody this over and over and over and over again that unless we stand our ground as grown Christian patriot men and say, listen, and I've said this many times, I've held true to this for years. If a grown man wants to go get in woman's clothes and act like a complete and total pervert on his own time in his house, I don't care. This is a free country. You have the right to do that. As weird as it is, you have the right to do that. However, what you do not have the right to do is tell me that I have to accept your values, my children have to accept your values, and I in turn have to do everything you tell me to, including referring you by whatever name you want to call yourself now because you want to be a pervert. That's not okay with me. And that's not something I'm ever going to accept. And I've got a lot of backlash from that. The transphobia comments and all kinds of crazy stuff. Oh, yeah. But I can care less. I know you do too. But this is where we are right now. And we have to break this spell of delusion that has been cast upon a huge portion of the populace through COVID, through transgenderism, and through many other factions right now. Because this is the only way to maintain a republic in this country right now is that the men, the real men of this country, have to stand up and say, no, you want to engage in that type of perverted behavior, you have a right to do so in this country, but I also have a right not to endorse or accept your perverted behavior as making it normalized. And that's really what we have to start doing right now and stop being scared of being, you know, labeled a scary name because somebody doesn't like what you say, Doug. You know, I mean, you know.
You know, yeah. And by the way, the exchange that you referenced with Rand Paul and Levine is on HagmanReport.com. But I want to say this. You know, it's one thing to have people act like that or to adhere to those beliefs and self-delusions, in my view. Okay, so if you're going to deny science that you were born a biological male, and, you know, call yourself a female. That's one thing. But to be put in a position of authority where that same individual has sway and say over laws, over, actions of American citizens. That's not okay to me. And I think that's what you're saying. And, you know, to what you said too, I had a supporter who said, I'm tired of your homophobia and your transphobia. You're not getting another penny from me. Well, I, you know, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because it's not really, it's not any phobia. I don't have a fear of these people.
Yeah.
You know, I don't. It's what they're doing to, our society. And I've said this phrase ad nauseum this week. Andrew Breitbart always said politics is downstream from culture. Our culture has been and is being assaulted every single day. Like you said, and that brain, what you mentioned about the brain, how true is that? I mean, how accurate is that? That is absolutely marvelous. Yeah. So anyway, thank you for all of that. No,
it is. And this is another quote from that article. It says, instead of facing reality, delusional people would rather live in their world of make-believe in order to keep faking reality. They have to make sure that everyone else around them also pretends to live in their imaginary world. In simpler words, the delusional person rejects reality. It's one of the reasons why you're seeing so many people who will happily approve of silencing any medical expert who views contradict the World Health Organization or CDC. Obey the rules becomes more important than questioning if the rules were even legitimate to begin with. And again, that was basically from the Dr. Mark McDonald. And, you know, when I was reading that, I said, that's so true. This is exactly what we're seeing right now. And, I mean, you pull another article of truth. A new research study out of Wisconsin involving 30,000 high school athletes has now been released. The study shows that only one student out of 30,000, all of which in sports, contracted COVID from another player playing sports. The researchers from the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health discovered the rate of infection among the students was actually lower than the rate among the general population. The survival rate of COVID for ages birth to 19 is 99.997%. They went on to say here, the Wisconsin study participants, of the 270 reported COVID cases among the entire population, the vast majority were attributed to household and community contact. Only 5 were related to the school and only 1 related to the sports. The study did find also that adjusting for local count and COVID incident in school instruction delivery, face masks were not associated with a decreased COVID-19 incident in football, girls volleyball, boys soccer, or cross country. In fact, the researchers found a greater incident of cases among students who wore masks among the football groups. They also noted that the informal study out of Minnesota showed 74% of students reported at least 1 significant clinical symptom from wearing a mask while playing a sports. The symptoms including loss of consciousness, dizziness, vomiting, nearly 80% said it was hard to breathe, and 52% increased excessive fatigue. So the reason why I bring that up again is I'm the point of ad nauseum talking about COVID. I'm completely over it. But the reason why I've continued to hammer this so hard is I have to get the facts out there because the media is such full of bull manure. All they want to do is scare the populace. For example, there's an article that just came out from the complete and total steaming pile of horse crap, Washington Post. And they come out with this article, new research shows California COVID variant is even more transmissible. They said it contains a mutation now that can bind the human's receptors even easier. And California has been on the growing list of viruses circulating in the United States that have mutated, emerging from the devastating wave of infections, hospitalizations, and deaths. Dude, you couldn't write a better thriller novel story than these guys write. It's 100% fear porn. There is no science showing that we have a significant amount of people dying directly from COVID. Quite frankly, we have the complete opposite. And yet nobody in the mainstream media wants to talk about nutritional aspects like the one I just talked to you about from the beginning of the show with higher levels of vitamin D to decrease your chance of actually catching COVID or testing positive. So this is where we are right now. And at the same time, I saw this video. I don't know if you saw it. We're still seeing the delusion continue to erupt in Canada at this tire store, Burnaby RCMP. I don't know if you saw this. This guy was in the store trying to buy, I guess, parts or tires. I'm not completely sure, but he was in there without a mask. He's like the only person in the store up in Canada without a mask on. And they're like, you have to leave. And he's like, no, I need to get parts. I'm not wearing a mask, dude. I'm completely healthy. Just leave me alone. Well, they bring 4 other employees over, and they're all like, you know, you can tell they're like middle-aged, teenage kids working there. And at this point now, there's five employees circled him, like they're about to basically beat him up. All of them wearing masks and all of them like shoulder to shoulder right up next to him. And basically they're like, you have to leave. And he's like, no, don't touch me. One of them grabs the guy by the shoulder. He shoves the guy back. He said, dude, don't grab me. All five of these guys descend upon him. By the end of the video, they're holding him down. One of the employees has him in a complete chokehold, and the other employee somewhere comes up with handcuffs. These aren't security guards and these aren't law enforcement. These are employees in the store. They come out of handcuffs, handcuff the man, and drag him out of the store, and then law enforcement shows up, and they end up citing him for trespassing. Now they're talking about filing battery charges on him against the employees. However, the video now has gone viral. The backlash that they're getting in the community is enormous. I mean, they are getting unbelievably hated on social media and locally right now because of this. And it was all because the guy didn't want to put on a face diaper that was completely healthy to buy stuff from their store. And again, the delusional psychosis. People are so unwilling to accept anything out of their made-up fairy tale reality that they think is real right now. They're willing to literally beat up a customer, handcuff him, and chokehold him because he doesn't want to wear a mask. This is how crazy it is starting to become in society, and it's going to get worse as long as people don't address this. That's why I've continued to tell everybody, stand your ground with this stuff. I mean, if you get in a fight, that's rough. It's not fun getting in a fight. It's not fun getting hit in the nose. But, you know, had it happen enough times, you kind of get used to it somewhat after a while. And, you know, it reaches a point to where how far are we willing to allow reality to be subverted into a delusional state before people start standing up? Because what's going to start happening is the further we go down this delusional state, and this is what the doctor talked about, the further we go down this, the harder it is to come back from. It's like digging down a rabbit hole. You start going headfirst down this hole, you're a foot into the hole, you can back out pretty easy. 2 feet in the hole, you can probably get out. You get down in this hole 15, 20 feet headfirst, and all of a sudden it starts getting tight. It's like, well, golly, how do I back out of this now? It's exactly what we're starting to see. And now we're starting to see, because of this fear, the rollout of this unbelievably toxic RNA injection that they call a vaccine. Even though it doesn't prevent you from contracting COVID and it doesn't stop you from spreading COVID, we're now seeing Israel is now being the leader in vaccine mandates. I don't know if you saw this yet.
Yeah, I saw. And by the way, Eric the Tech on Air is going to give me my injection right now of this. I can't wait. No, I'm sorry. Eric, you ready? You got my injection ready?
Your hormone injection?
He wants to give it to me in my butt. But, yeah, no, I saw this, and not only don't I agree with it, I don't understand it. Why Israel? Why now? Why this?
I don't know. That's a million-dollar question. They're saying now over half of the population of Israel has now taken their first Pfizer shot. Netanyahu has pretty much started to open up the country again, you know, museums, malls, restaurants. And the most disturbing thing that I read was they're saying now under a new green badge system, we talked about this a couple weeks ago when they first got it together, they said the system functions basically to allow individuals to enjoy leisure activities. Customers and attendees will have to carry a certificate of vaccine with a QR code that can be scanned. This is the quote that was really troubling to me. The health minister, Yuldi Eldestein, came out and I said, and I quote, getting vaccinated is a moral duty and part of our mutual responsibility. Whoever does not get vaccinated will be left behind. This is what Eldestein said. And he went on now, they're saying that he is now promoting, pushing a bill they're trying to push to allow the Ministry of Health to identify unvaccinated people to local authorities. This Israel, this Jewish folk doing this to themselves over there right now. I mean, are they reverting back to World War II, wearing a star, you know, a badge now? Oh, he's not vaccinated. He's an outcast leper. Don't let him into a mall. And this is what they're basically saying right now. Is that you want to take your wife out to dinner? You better have that QR code ready to scan. You want to go to the mall and go shopping? We have to scan that when you walk in the entrance. You got little scanners right at the doors. Basically not going to let you in if you can't scan it. This what Israel is doing right now, and they're basically being the spearhead of the new world in a new world agenda to promote this vaccine compliance. And, you know, we can go back, and all you got to do is look at Revelations. Now, do I think this vaccine's the mark of the beast? I don't think it's quite there yet. But it's showing us what they're getting everybody normalized and desensitized to, as you do not buy or sell unless you take the mark. Well, that clearly says that means you're not going – there's going to be people that don't get the mark, obviously. Or else it would say everybody gets the mark and everybody can buy or sell. It doesn't say that. So that means that there's going to be people that don't get the mark and they can't buy or sell. And this is exactly how we're seeing this whole thing come about. And so I've encouraged people, if you hear about this, now granted, this is Israel. It's not in the States yet. And I've also heard multiple places now, including I talked about the Red Tavern up in New York, which is taking huge backlash, talked about last week. Apparently now, from what we're seeing with the DOD and the Pentagon, they cannot mandate any type of military service members to take this injection yet, because it is not FDA approved under any circumstances. It is emergency use authorization only. This also brings up the case in law for anybody listening to this show that is terminated for not getting an RNA injection, whether Pfizer, Moderna, any of them. They cannot force you to take something that is not FDA approved specifically for that usage. And this is not that. It has not been. The FDA has been very clear on their stance on this. This is an RNA experimental injection that has emergency use authorization because of COVID. So I encourage people, if you are running into this where you're starting to have your job push you to get it, if your job's trying to fire you because you don't get it, learn your rights and understand what's going on with this, because the more people that push back, the harder they're going to be able to implement this whole thing, especially when it comes to the green pass like you're seeing in Israel. Because if half the population of the United States, you know, 160, 170 million people decide they don't want to be vaccinated anymore or again or in general, that's going to be pretty difficult to actually mandate and control and force people not to be able to live. And I know, like in Florida down here, we will never allow something like that to happen. I can tell you right now, Florida is way too rebellious. Texas is probably the same way. But you start having a few states like New York, like California, they start going along with this stuff, then it's going to be easier for other states to try to follow suit and mandate what's going on. So it's very, very important everybody stands up for what you believe. If you're on the fence about the vaccine, I'm speaking to all the customers and listeners and everybody right now, please do your own research on it. I encourage you. Don't just listen to me. Understand what this thing does. It's designed to make you start producing basically COVID. And it's designed to do nothing from a vaccine standpoint. It doesn't stop you from spreading it, and it doesn't stop you from contracting it. So what in the hell are you getting it for? Excuse my language. That's my opinion on it. I mean, literally, this thing is coming out of hell. It's made of an RNA shot that has never been approved for human usage in recorded history. Never. Ever. And yet they rolled this thing out, and Pfizer's admitted they had this thing done in like 2 days. They had it already designed in 2 days, which means they already knew this was coming. They already had the research in place to roll this out. They just needed the pretext to get an authorization emergency use, because the FDA does not want to be responsible for this thing, because they know what's happening already all across the globe and all across the country. Every day on our show, I've talked about numerous reported cases all over the place. People that email me, customers that email me, health individuals, nurses, physicians, about what's happening when people are getting this injection. And yet the media is dead silent on it. Why? Because it doesn't fit the narrative. Next couple months are going to be very interesting with people that have been injected with this. We're going to see what's going to happen, and we're going to basically have to take it accordingly. But I encourage everybody, do your research before you start blindly letting somebody inject you in the arm. I thought it was funny. I saw a meme the other day, Doug, and it said, you know, and I can't disagree with the food statement because I eat pretty healthy as well, but it said far leftists will go out of their way to make sure they only eat, you know, socially acceptable eggs, free range, that basically can live, all this stuff. But they're the first ones that run to the doctors that get injected with an experimental, not FDA approved experimental authorized injection. They don't even know what's in it because they're told to do it. And you probably saw the same thing. I was just kind of laughing about it. And I was like, so it is kind of true as far as the contradiction that you see a lot of these people pump out very often. It's bizarre.
I think ever since really the turn of the century, this country, well, the world actually has been under this great delusion. And, as to this non-vaccination or non-vaccine, if those people who take it are immune from getting the Chinese Communist Party virus, well, why worry about me? I mean, I don't know. I think people are so detached from reality right now. I'm wondering if we can come back from this. And to your point about the, what Israel is doing and such, here in the United States, I'm thinking that we're probably going to end up having, communities of like-minded people develop where, okay, you're not going to take my guns. You're not going to vaccinate me or inject me. You're not going to make me wear a mask. Sanctuary areas, I suppose, for lack of a better term. I don't know how else we're going to, aside from an all-out bloody, holy cow, we don't want this civil war, I don't know how we're going to fix this. Do you? I mean...
No, I'm not really sure, other than civil disobedience and standing up for your rights and standing up for your beliefs right now and not cowering on the ground on a regular basis, asking for, you know, permission to go outside. That's the direct engagement we can have right now. But I think you are right. I think, well, you've already seen this with a lot of states.
Yeah.
Now, some states have been completely and totally locked down. I mean, can't even go outside, but yet cases don't even drop, don't even change. Other states like down here in Florida, you know, half of Florida acts like a bunch of buffoons half the time down here. I mean, Florida's ridiculous. I mean, we had the Super Bowl. Tampa was a doggone block party all week long. Guess what? Notice, nobody in Tampa's dropping dead by droves, by the tens of thousands, because they didn't social distance and didn't wear a mask after the Super Bowl. Now, I'm not a fan of the Super Bowl. It's a whole Illuminati ritual thing they do with that. But what I'm saying is, we're clear-cut evidence down here in Florida. Everything that we've been told is pretty much a complete and total lie. For the most part, about 95% of it, in my opinion. Are there viruses? Heck yeah, there's viruses. There's viruses around you every single day. There's just something amazing thing that God granted us with, and it's called an immune system.
And
our bodies are designed to work properly just like God made us. Imagine that concept. What a crazy concept, Doug.
I've got to say this, folks. I am such a proponent, a believer, because of my personal experiences. Because of my own health problems and seeing this with my wife just recently, I am a big proponent of Health Masters nutritional supplements. I really am. Okay. Look, I've taken, so many others in my lifetime because I'm old. All right. So I've taken, but never before have I felt as good as I do now and really have been healthier. I've never been healthier than right now, I believe. Unless, you know, Eric's telling me something or Eric knows something I don't know, than I am now. And it's because of Health Masters. That's the biggest difference, I should say, is Health Masters nutritional supplements. So folks, I don't want to seem like I'm begging you, but you know, I can't afford to lose listeners and viewers. So use Health Masters, healthmasters.com. It's right there. It'll be in the program description box. Do we have a coupon code at all or no?
Yeah, the Doug Five's active. I activated that this weekend for everybody for the end of the month. And so I encourage everybody to take advantage of the specials, the coupon, all kinds of stuff we have on there. Because always remember, a healthy populace is a strong populace. Everybody's been sick before in their life. And when you're sick, what do you want to do? You want to do nothing. You want to lay on the couch, sleep, get over it, and get back on with your life. Well, that's what they're counting on. Unbelievably sick populace that's all laying on the couch, completely worn out and feel horrible because they've been exposed and injected and delivered all these different toxins over the years, isn't going to do much. They're going to say, give me some free money and shut up. That's all we want. We just give me free money. Let us do our thing. And that's what they do. And hence why they're promoting this whole stimulus agenda. I got an even better stimulus package, huge stimulus package that will cost $0. You open up the country.
There you
go. Boom. Crazy concept. It's been on a year now. Stop the shenanigans. Open up your business. I've seen so many guys up in New Jersey, out west. They've sent me emails and said, dude, I'm fighting the city right now. I'm fighting the county on this, but we've opened up our business. We've had enough. If everybody open up their business, they can't hang us all.
There you go.
Too many of us. Nobody seems to understand that concept. Being out by yourself, out in the cold, out in the wild, having no backup support, and you're standing your ground against these goons, it's pretty lonely. I'll be honest with you. I've been there already. It's not fun. If everybody starts saying, no, this is going to be a hard pass for me. We're just going to ignore you. Imagine that. We use our freedoms that God gave us in this amazing country, and we just don't listen to what you say, because what you said is not only illegal and unconstitutional, your demands, it also is idiotic. I don't listen to idiots. I don't even converse with them. When people start talking a lot of that, I don't even debate with them anymore. I just walk away. I learned a long time ago, you can't fix stupid. And if you try to get an argument with a brick wall, you know who always wins? The brick wall.
The brick wall, yeah.
You know what I mean? It always wins. I'm mad. I'm going to fight this brick wall. I'm going to punch the brick wall. After a while, you're going to say, I'm done fighting this brick wall. This is stupid. And that's exactly what happens when you argue with idiots. And so when you're dealing with people that are in a delusional psychosis like that, a real true one, like the doctor was talking about, you can't fix them. There's going to be a degree of the population, like you said, they're gone. They're lost. There is no salvaging for them. And so what we're going to have to start doing is, like you said, communities, states that are awake, we're going to start saying, hey, listen, man, this is our state. This is our laws. This is our way of life. If you don't like it here, you're free to move to a blue state where life sucks. I encourage you. Go on your way. I'll even buy you the bus ticket. Enjoy yourself. Goodbye. And that's probably what's going to start happening. And unless we start having, in a couple years from now, a lot of these individuals that have moved from these blue states and moving to Texas and Florida like we're experiencing right now, if they forget, a lot of them have a real short memory, if they forget what happened in their states years back, and now they want to start voting the same thing in our state, that's going to be a problem. The good thing about it is DeSantis has put forth a bill now that basically really strengthens up our Florida voting laws down here and pretty much mandates. I mean, you got to have an ID. You got to be in person for the most part. None of this crap, because he wants to make sure that he gets reelected in 2022 and they don't pull some Dominion. Oh, we got new Dominion voting booths. Oh, the other guy, he won by a landslide. You're going to go, dude, nobody even voted for him. Oh, he won. That's what we have now, the Banana Republic. We saw that with the main election in November. It was lunacy. Nothing made sense. And now what we're seeing now, and I'm sure you just saw this, and this is pretty troubling. And I've encouraged everybody I know, all my friends that are real conservative patriots, do not get involved with going up to the Capitol for any reason at all right now. If you saw this, the current acting police chief on Capitol Hill has now said that they're enhancing their level of security around the Capitol through President Joe Biden's first official address to Congress for the State of the Union, because intelligence suggests that extremists could be planning an attack. And I quote, she said, "We know that members of the militia groups that were present on January 6th have now stated their desire that they want to blow up the Capitol and kill as many members as possible with a direct nexus to the State of the Union," end quote, with zero evidence to back this up. But this is serious to me, because there's one of two things happening right now. Either A, they're doing damage control and trying to keep the boogeyman going while they figure out how to prop Biden up there like Weekend at Bernie's to make him do a State of the Union, and they're trying to buy themselves time. Or B, they're setting us up for one of the biggest false flags we've ever seen in the U.S. Capitol. That is a strict possibility. I know a lot of people have seen that show, Designated Survivor. Whoops. And one thing about that, oh, my screen just froze up on me there. Sorry about that. The Designated Survivor was based off Kiefer Sutherland, that he was a lowly politician who was named the Designated Survivor when a giant bomb went off at the State of the Union and wiped out the entire government. Now, I have no idea, I have no aspect or idea if that's what they're planning on doing. What I do know, predictive programming is very real from a psychological standpoint. We've seen it done numerous times where videos, shows, drills have gone hot and the exact same thing they showed happened. And so this is very strange to me that the police chief up there is blatantly saying with certainty that militia members from the Capitol protest are planning to do a massive bombing of the State of the Union. That's a strong statement, Doug, that tells me that there is something really big in the works to be blamed on the Patriots. At least that's what it appears to me. What do you think?
My co-host, Randy Taylor, and I were talking about this in the first hour. All right, from an investigative or even a law enforcement standpoint, but at least from my investigative standpoint, to make such an announcement without having arrests or at least being able to mitigate the threat makes right. absolutely no sense. All right, no sense whatsoever. So to your point about, you know, programming, pre-programming, false flag potential, yes. There's something not right with this. It's not right. There's still something not right. You know, we're at day 50 of the, occupation of the United States, Capitol by, by forces. For what reason? Have we really heard a legitimate reason why we've got, armed military at our Capitol? And, you know, we haven't. So there's a lot of optics, I think, going into this in order to create this, this idea, this delusion that, yeah, there's this threat by Patriots. And the FBI came out. And matter of fact, photographs. Check out photograph 236 on the FBI's website looking for information about this individual. It's a young girl, probably 15, 16 year old girl wanted for domestic terrorism. This is just beyond the pale. And the FBI is spending more time right now rounding up people who are at the Capitol, not inside, just inside. I mean, and not causing the damage, but at the Capitol, using, as Eric the Tech said yesterday, bank records, phone records, cell phone, all of this. So, you know, if they would put that much effort into maybe Hunter Biden's laptop or Anthony Weiner's laptop or any other legitimate.
Oh, sex trafficking.
Yeah, there you go.
How about they focus on that for once?
Exactly.
I mean, why do we have this clown in office and nobody wants to talk about this? Just directly ended and canceled Operation Talon last week.
Yep.
I mean, why, if anybody hasn't heard the show yet on that, that was a Trump era program that was helping funds federally and statewide to law enforcement at tracking down individuals who have been convicted of sex crimes, most of which were on minors, that were here illegally in the United States. Illegally. So they were illegal aliens that had been convicted of sex crimes in the past, and they were back in the country. And there were funds going to help law enforcement all across the country to aggressively go after these individuals. Biden got rid of it.
Yeah, now, why?
The only reason that I can possibly think of you would want to do that is because you're trying to promote and make it easier for child sex trafficking in and out of the country. That's why I encouraged everybody on our show the other day. I said, dude, if you got kids, keep an eye on them, especially when you're out and about. You know, snatch and grabs are not a joke. One of my best friends works for the sheriff's department, been with him for years, incredible sheriff, on SWAT, incredible marksman. He's told me, and you've seen some of this stuff too, Doug. When you start investigating this and you start hearing these stories from law enforcement and some of the stuff that they come upon and some of the stuff they have to investigate, some of the stuff they see, this is a very, very sick, dark place that some of these people operate as far as these child sex traffickers. It makes me just angry to get into it, so I'm not going to go into it a ton. But for the sitting president to basically endorse the fact that you don't care about going after convicted sex offenders that are here illegally, and not just going after ones in the United States that may be out and about, but illegally here, baffled me when I saw that. And I was just like, okay, we've gone full-blown stupid in this country as far as the administration. I mean, it's full stupid. You cannot get a more effective clown show than you can right now. And after I saw the thing over there with Richard with his ugly blonde hair pretending he's a girl, refusing to answer the question from Rand Paul about gender and, you know, genitalia mutilation by young children, I said, we've had it. That's it. This is it for me. It's time everybody start calling it out for what it is and stands up for your convictions. Because if everybody keeps acting politically correct, Doug, and refuses to address stuff, this country is going to go down a hole so fast we're not going to be able to slow it down.
No, I agree with you.
Happen right now.
And you know, you've got to wonder, given the obvious, apparent, evident cognitive decline in cognitive problems of Joe Biden. I can't imagine him being elected by anyone, any thinking individual, at least legally elected, and he wasn't. It's my position. But having said that, you know, he's signing I think 63 executive orders, the first, I can't remember how many days, but it was an incredible amount.
Just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm not even sure he knows what he's signing. No. So having said that, yes. I mean, all of this combined and the open border policy, which we have right now, under Biden, you know, the kids in, isn't that interesting? Kids in cages now, they're okay because they're really not cages. They're containers.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's okay. But Orange Man bad, but this is okay. And after all, Jen Psaki, the P is silent, just like the P in President Biden Psaki. You know, that makes no sense, but except through the lens of, wait a minute, where is the trafficking taking place? And much of the trafficking, okay, through the southern border in and out. All of this combined. And isn't it interesting how all of this kind of from which what we initially began talking about to right now, all of this is really part of this greater agenda, this world, government by the World Economic Forum, by the global elite, by these people who are not elected, but yet have power over us or be the power that we give them, by the way. You're going to wear masks. Well, what do masks do? They take away your identity.
Yep.
Much of it. There's a very important psychological component to mask wearing. And what you said earlier about people just not, fighting back against that. So all of this is a big mind, against us, right? So, I'm telling you, man, it's gonna get worse. It's only gonna get worse. I kind of went around the bend there a few times.
No, you said it well, man. As long as people keep accepting this delusion reality, this fake reality that we're living in right now, people continue just to accept it as normal. You're absolutely right. It's gonna get worse. And I mean, but the thing about it is, what's happening is now there's a big movement happening. You know, your show, our show, a lot of people around the country. People are about had enough. A lot of people that are even moderately awake. And that's why I think they're bringing up this topic of the State of the Union thing now. I mean, like you said, to come out with that type of a statement, that aggressive of a statement, I mean, it would be like saying, oh, well, we know for a fact that there are terrorists planning to steal multiple planes and fly them into buildings in the United States. Everybody would be like, what? If you know that, then why don't you do something about it? But to sit there and have no arrest, no investigation, no significant evidence or proof that any of it's taking place, it just come out with an erroneous statement, it makes me believe that they're planning for something big. So I encourage everybody, do not go around the Capitol. And anybody that's in groups or patriot groups or militia groups or any of that, Proud Boys, all the stuff, do not be going up there for this thing. The Capitol is being set up for a reason. The whole thing of January 6th has been used as a scapegoat to blame anybody that's conservative patriot and brand them as a domestic terrorist. We already saw that from the FBI statements and Homeland Security statements on what they're doing. And like you said, They've arrested and they've detained and investigated thousands of people now from that event. Thousands.
Yeah.
Bank records, phone records. I mean, I'm full-blown investigations on them just for simply being up there. That tells me that they're getting ready for a big, giant purge of the Patriot community. And it's going to be our decision whether or not we're going to stand our ground on this or everybody just submit and deal with more what's happening right now. You know, I know you and I, Doug, but we're not going to put up with this.
No, and we're not. And we were talking this week about arranging a summit of thought leaders. I don't know how else to describe what I'm thought leaders, people who have an influence in the alternative media. In other words, get together. And I'm not going to say a whole lot about this. We'll talk, but we've got to be proactive on this. We cannot allow this country to fall to Marxism, to this Maoist Marxist agenda. I'm not getting any younger. Okay, none of us are actually. But that's a brilliant statement. So, you know, I've only got so many years left or weeks or months, or I don't know, that I'm able to really make a difference in terms of actually doing something. And folks in FBI listening, because I know you listen, okay, just understand this. This is we're talking legal stuff, so don't come knocking on my door. Yet again, okay, don't do that. Because we've got to do something because it would be easier. Wouldn't it be easier though, folks, in Austin, it would be a lot easier if everyone just said, you know what, I'm going to open up my restaurant, my business, whatever it might be. I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm not going to require others to wear masks. And you know, I'll say this on air again. We have a franchise of stores in this area called Country Fair. You will never get my business again. As a matter of fact, I will tell everyone, and I'm telling everyone I know through you folks, if you live in this area, have Country Fair, they've got a policy where no mask, absolutely no service, okay, and you can't buy anything. So, okay. That's and why? Because I called the corporate office. Why? Well, the LCB, they really putting pressure on, and they're, you know, okay, fine. You want to kowtow to that bureaucracy? That's on you. But you will never get a penny, another penny. I mean, I won't even pull up to a gas pump. Okay, there. So we have to. It would be a lot easier if everyone stuck together and says, "No, we're going to vote. We are going to take our business elsewhere." Where there's no mask requirement. There's no Nazi-like behavior. We've got to do that. And if we all stuck together, how easy would this be? But no, you know, it's kind of, in a way, it reminds me of this too. I think a lot of people are afraid because maybe some people got punked in high school. Hey, we're all going to shave our heads and show up, you know, and one kid shows up with a shaved head. Everyone else is like, well, look at that. You know, but no, we all have to stick. This is serious. We all have to stick together and we all have to say, we're going to open. You can find the hell out of me. You can do whatever you want, but I'm opening my business. Why? Because you can't stop me. And you can't stop everyone else. This is what we need to do. Civil disobedience. And you know, one other thing, and then I'm going to shut up. If people study the Solidarity Movement by Lech Walesa back in Poland, and L.A. Marzulli mentioned this. You know, when they had issues, they just stopped working. They stopped paying taxes. They stopped working. Everything ground to a halt. And boy, things changed. Actually, Walesa became president of Poland, but that's a different subject. But this is what we have to do. If everyone says no, and you know what, it's easy to wear a mask and say, "Well, I don't want the hassle. You know, I don't want people looking at me." Oh, shut up, okay? Because if you think that's a hassle, wait until the shooting starts.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. that's the truth. He nailed it on the head. That's why I've been encouraging everybody. Open up your business. Everybody, iron sharpens iron. Everybody starts supporting one another. And that's why I've been the same thing. Cancel culture goes both ways. You know, the leftists like to do, oh, you know, they said something that I'm offended by. I'm canceling them. Well, it's the same thing now that I've done that. I told you with the mask policy. If I go into a business and they are directly insulting to me and basically try to make me forced to wear a mask, I'm like, okay, mark another one off my list. I won't be going to them anymore. But I have, you know, a pretty decent list now of really good, conservative, American-loving businesses that
yep.
support my right. And quite frankly, if you want to wear a mask or the business wants to wear, I don't care. I don't care. I'm not. That's the irony about it. I believe I'm very libertarian with the approach on it. As far as everybody has a right to, you know, basically live.
Yeah. If you want to wear a mask, fine. If you want to wear a dress, fine. If you want to wear pantyhose on over your head, fine. Well, it depends if you're going to a bank like that. But you know.
You probably wouldn't even care anymore, Doug. It's the most bizarre thing when I walk into the bank and people walk in with like masks on and bandanas on and sunglasses on. They walk in and I'm like, I'm always kind of like, I'm getting desensitized. I'm normalized to it now, but I still walk in. I'm like, man.
I know.
Sketchball in here. Maybe I need to go back out of the truck and get the 12-gauge shotgun and be like, I think you're about to get robbed, bro. But now, apparently. It's, ironically enough, we haven't seen a huge uptick in bank robberies. You notice that?
Well, maybe it's because of the generous stimulus.
That stimmy check, man. That's $600.
But what has happened though, which is great, the Chinese Communist Party virus, what that has done, it has effectively wiped out the flu and a whole host of respiratory diseases, bronchitis, look at the
pneumonia, everything, it's cured, yeah. Everything.
I mean, and right. I'm sure you saw this. Ivermectin now, that's an okay thing to do. Hydroxychloroquine, okay thing to do now.
Yeah.
Orange man out of office, it's okay. If people can't friggin' see what's going on, I almost said a naughty. You know, but if people can't see what's going on, we can't help you. I guess, you know, I don't know.
It's the delusional psychosis, man. It's what it is. It's what's happened now. They literally are living in an alternate reality. It's like a fairy tale land. They've reverted back to childhood, and it's almost like Peter Pan. They're in Never Never Land. And so anything that does, and anything they're exposed to that doesn't fit in their fairy tale land, they like short circuit, can't figure out what to do. And that's what we've seen now. And so that's why it's even more important that everybody that is awake, and it is a patriot, that we all start locking arms now and saying, hey, man, I got your back. We may have had a disagreement about this or that, but you know what? At the end of the day, this is where we have to stand up and all support one another. And I think if people start doing that, which I admit there are some people that are starting to do that, and get in the local community and city and county and state and start demanding that your voice is heard and start demanding that your rights are respected. And that's the biggest thing I think we saw with all this is that – we did not demand our rights be respected. Majority of people, they relinquished and gave up their freedom. They just gave it away. Oh, there's a virus? Take everything. Anything you want. Going out of business sale. Take everything you want. Just protect me. Just protect me, please. Take care of me. I can't remember the last time the government cared about our health or protecting us. Actually, they're almost diametrically opposed to it, considering what they allow to be on the market.
And we've got to stop them. We cannot allow. I mean, they want to crush dissent. They want to promote fear and, they want to usher in the great reset. We're out of time. I want to just say thank you. I can't believe how quickly this time has gone. Folks, healthmasters.com. Doug5 is the coupon code. DOUG5 coupon code for Health Masters right through the end of the month, which is this weekend.
Yep.
So, hey, folks, take advantage of that coupon code, healthmasters.com. You've got some fantastic products there, Austin. You and your dad have done such a great job with Health Masters and your radio show. Folks, make sure you tune in to the Ted and Austin Brower Show. 30 seconds, any words, pearls of wisdom?
30 seconds. I just encourage everybody. Encouragement that you're not alone in this, that if you see what's happening, you're not alone in this. And then encourage everybody just to stand on your feet, hang your head up high, let yourself breathe free air, mask free, and say, I'm an American. This is my country. I'm going to stand by my convictions on this. That's my best advice to everybody right now.
You're the man. All right. Austin, thank you so much. Healthmasters.com, that's the place to go. Hey, folks, it's the weekend. Yippee, right? It's a weekend. Thanks, Austin. All right, folks, that'll do it. That'll do it for tonight. And I just want to say thank you to everyone. May God bless you. Rhonda, thank you. Eric the Tech, thank you. Randy Taylor, thank you. Everyone, may God bless. Good night.